Happy Saturday morning, everybody, and welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast and At Season 5, Episode 24, the week that was for January 22nd, 2024. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Welcome to our Saturday morning podcast. In this episode, we will review the week that was for January 22nd, 2024, tell a dad joke, preview the upcoming week, all of this, maybe more, maybe less, in this week's top-rated and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and That. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. Sitting here sipping espresso in the Elwood Sal Cave. So we're just having a... Actually, it's not a bad morning out here. A little cloudy, but not too chilly, not too hot. So anyway, as we move on with the podcast, as I sip my espresso, we're going to do the student email of the week. And this student email of the week comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It reads, "So Mr. Sal, will we ever make the night movie trailers?" Excellent question. Well, name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. Yes, we will work on those towards the end of this 9 weeks or early into the fourth 9 weeks. I want you guys to have experience with various project formats before we create the movie trailers. Once that happens, we'll work with the movie trailers. Great question once again. Thank you for asking. I do have that on the plan moving forward. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line, and then you'll put your question or comments in the body of the email or message. Not only do you get enrichment points for your effort, but you get your emails and messages read on this fantastic and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet podcast. As we move into the week in review, this past week, we came back to normal school. Full 5 days, no delays, no FID days, smooth sailing. We did have a fire drill on Friday, but it was nice outside. Didn't mind the fire drill at all. Your FID day assignments were due by the start of class on Monday. I even extended the FID day enrichment assignment in flip for a day or so for some of you. Monday began with notes on both US 2 and Honors US 2. Since I left some graded note-taking reviews at home, we couldn't go over them in class. Those notes are posted in Schoology. Tuesday, we did a Take 2 Tuesday, since, like I said, I left some of the class assignments at home on Monday. Both Honors US 2 and regular US 2, we reviewed the note-taking review in class and discussed how you have to answer some of the questions. Some of the questions require you take the information from the notes and that we discussed and explained in class and look over it and kind of form an answer from there. It wasn't just copy down what you had in your notes. We talked about that because those questions are going to be more and more on the tests coming forward, the assessments. You have to be good with that. So I want to work on that skill. On Wednesday, classes diverged in their activities. US 2 classes finished their notes on civics in the PA unit. They completed exit questions in CuraPod. That was done in class. Honors US 2, you worked on the PA and formative web quest. You could answer the questions either digitally or on paper. You were state whether you knew the answer or give the URL where you found the information. Questions started out with basic knowledge level questions and worked up to more advanced questions. Thursday, US 2 classes worked on a quizzes assignment in class. You need to earn 85% or better by the end of the period. You guys had all period to complete the task. When you were done, you would take a screenshot of your score and submit it to Schoology. If you didn't earn the necessary score, you would talk with me and we would figure out how to proceed. If you had tried numerous times and you still couldn't get it, you were good. If you only did it once or twice, you had extended time to work on it. And we kind of went from there. if you didn't work on it at all in class, you earned a zero for your efforts that was to be done in class. Honors US 2, you guys took notes on the end of the civics unit. And then you completed exit questions on CuraPod. You were to answer in full sentences. Those notes are posted in Schoology. Friday, US 2 classes played a GimKit review on PA Facts and Civics. Honors 2, you had a quizzes assignment on the PA Facts and Civics. You needed 95% or better to earn full credit. You had all period to complete that task. You were to take a screenshot of your score and submit it to Schoology. So people did that. Everyone worked on that well. You guys seem to like the GimKit. So that's good. Another tool for us to use for review. Also, you know, those of you who are studying for the upcoming assessment, which will probably be Tuesday and Wednesday. We have two assessments coming up Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. More about that when I do the week, next week's preview. But I did add the study skills resources for each class's Schoology page in the folder labeled Important Class Links and Resources. There's a link labeled Note Taking. Takes you to the class wiki where I've curated a number of study skills along with explanations on how to utilize them. Everybody learns differently. If how you're studying is not working well enough for you, take a look at some other ways to study and experiment with them. I also have a bunch of free pocketed folders and notebooks. If you need one, please see me. Don't go buy one. I have extras. Oh, what's up, New Brighton? We were working on our next episode. We had an extra club meeting. People came in. And we worked on that. Some other kids came in during study hall and started recording. So we'll take a look at that for next week and see where we stand with the next episode. Speaking of what's up, New Brighton, I placed the link to the show page on YouTube in the Important Class Links and Resources folder in Schoology. Check that out. So I'm going to take another break here for music. I'm going to go refill my espresso because I don't have my little espresso pot next to me, so I have to go in the other room to get it. I will be right back. While I'm out, please listen to this great music. Back. We almost had a catastrophe. Coming back into the sow cave, I turned my head. I spilled my espresso, but fortunately it hit the little plastic chair mat and not the carpet. That could have been devastating. But at least I saved some of the espresso, so that's good. I didn't lose it all. That really would have been a catastrophe. Plus having to scrub the carpet, not good. So we'll probably have another break because I don't have as much espresso as I was hoping for. Anyway, I digress. We're not quite ready to roll out the enrichment assignments, but you know the stick-togethers are there. There's some other things we've been playing with in class. See me if you're interested in enrichment. I will have the choice board up probably when I come back from... Actually, I'll probably roll it out Friday before we leave, before I leave for a conference. So it'll be up later this week coming up. But we are going to jump into my favorite part of the podcast and yours, the dad joke of the week. And once again, this dad joke of the week comes from Exceptionally Bad Dad Jokes, So Frightfully Awful Yet Wonderfully Spiffing, Volume 1. So guys, same page as last time. How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh? How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh? Ready? 10 tickles. Get it? 10 tickles. I knew you would like that one. I knew you would like that one. This is a great book. Ha ha ha. So, moving on from the dad joke. We're going to get into next week's preview. We're going to begin the week with some review activities on the civics unit and the Pennsylvania information. You're going to have two assessments this next week. One on the PA in civics item, then 20 question assessment on the civics for the state. I'm going to do the PA and civics on Tuesday. Regular US 2 students, you're allowed to use your handwritten notes. Honors, no, you're not allowed to use your notes. Then for the state assessment, you cannot use your notes, but it's only 20 questions. That's how many questions the octopus has to answer. Tenty. Get it? Tentacles, tenty. I thought it was quite humorous. Two dad jokes in one episode. Bonus dad joke for you. You're welcome. Anyway, as I move on. So, we're going to have the two assessments next week, either Tuesday and Wednesday or Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, I'm going to set you up for some things because I'm not going to be here the following week. I'm out for 3 days the following week. I will be at a conference, but you'll be working on some stuff in class. I do have a substitute. The first assessment, by the way, for next week on the PA Civics and PA Facts and Civics will be on paper. The other one will be just on the Civics assignment that will be taken on your Chromebooks. What's up, New Brighton? You guys are working on that next episode. We have stuff done. We're going to edit that and go from there. So, we're just about ready for school announcements. I am out of espresso since I dumped some on the carpet. Please don't tell my wife. Well, actually, I didn't dump any on the carpet. It hit the chair mat that the chair rolls around on, so we're good. But it could have been a total debacle. I will be right back. Listen to this music and enjoy. Are as follows. Check out the What's Up New Brighton internet show. It's informative, it's fun, it's student run. We have our club meetings the third Tuesday of each month, and we try and have more in between. What's Up New Brighton has a TikTok channel. Check that out. We have new content coming out soon. You know, you can check out ebooks from the school library over the school year and summer and even during breaks. See Mrs. Berger for details or see me for details. Or your English teacher, Ms. D, knows how to check out the books too. There are a host of colleges coming to high school and trade schools and technical schools. Check out the notifications in the back of my room, right outside my room on the wall, and outside of guidance. You need to have so many college visits for your career portfolio. So check that out. Then we get into the ending of the podcast. As I get ready to end this podcast, as always, I want to mention several things. The first is the ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity or organization. If you get mad at something, please do not blame anyone else. Send me some constructive criticism. If you like what you hear, please send me some nice emails too. Appreciate that. Next, I want to mention several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. First is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. PAECT is the go-to, PAECT.org, it's the website, it's the go-to website for information on educational technology and best practices in education, not only in Pennsylvania, not only in the United States, but around the globe. Check us out. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and anywhere you find great podcasts. Check it out. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. The second is 211.org. You can dial 211 or go to 211.org to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that's 211.org or 211 on your phone. We also have the website 511pa.com on this list. It's a great resource for travelers, especially this time of year. 511pa.com shows you driving conditions around the state, where the location of PennDOT snowplows are this time of year. Has live traffic cams to show traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstates. Shows road closures, constructions on the website. You can dial 511 on your phone. You can go to 511pa.com, or you can download the 511PA app on your smartphone. I use this resource many times throughout the year. If you're traveling, check it out. Well, everybody, that wraps up this week's show. Getting all of my words jumbled. It's been a chaotic morning. I'm going to go outside and drain off the pool cover. Not that I'm opening it yet, but we're supposed to get some more rain coming up, and I'm going to get some of that water off the pool cover before it freezes again. Have a great weekend. I'll see you guys Monday. Take care, everybody.